Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, stranger.
We're back. It's 17 till.
It seems so good.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we have Cherie Carter Scott, ladies and gentlemen. She's here, and I'm so glad that she is here because she's one of my favorite people in the world, one of our great Brain Trust members. She's the author of many, many books, including If Life is a Game, These Are the Rules. If Love is a Game, These Are the Rules. If Success is a Game, you get the idea. She is one of the top entrepreneurial minds, and she's a global entrepreneur, ladies and gentlemen, because I know some of the things that she's doing out there in the world, and I'm really proud of her. She's also the author of the book, The Gift of Motherhood. Cherie Carter Scott, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here. I'm so glad to be here this morning.
I'm glad you're here, too, and we missed you in the previous segment, but we're glad we've got it worked out. Thank you for being here. Cherie, before we talk about mothers, I was just pointing out to the audience earlier that today is National Nurses Day.
Oh, great.
And so we also want to celebrate nurses today, which include both men and women. But I ask you to join us today partially because I wanted to talk about mothers a little bit. And you're a mother. You're one of my favorite mothers. Let me be one of the first to say Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. You are the first.
Well, I like to be the first whenever I can be, and I'm not too often. But talk to us a little bit about motherhood.
Well, I think it's the toughest job there is on the planet, and it's the one that's least acknowledged. Because a mother is responsible, primarily, a father also, but largely it falls on the mother's shoulders to raise the next generation. And that's a pretty huge job,
mm-hmm.
when you think about it. I mean, we can make money and we can spend money and we can do all kinds of things with money, but when you're talking about building character, when you're talking about forming a person's positive or negative attitude, when you're talking about giving a person self-esteem and helping them shape the future of their life and their destiny, that's very significant.
Well, as you know, Cherie, I'm a father.
I know you are.
And
a pretty active one.
Well, I love my children very much. As a father who loves his children beyond, you know, what I think I consider beyond reason. In fact, I love them so much they've actually said, "Dad, you love me too much."
I know.
And I tell them that's a high class problem they're just going to have to deal with. But having said that, and being pretty specific about how much I love my children, I do concede that at least I can appreciate how much a mother actually probably loves the child, their children, and it's hard for me to imagine more love, but I think maybe there it might be.
Well, also the expectations are so high. You know, if a mother does something right, it's expected, and if a mother does something wrong, she's blamed for eternity.
So you think, wait a minute, time out. Are you saying that fathers get off the hook a little bit more than women?
Absolutely.
Than mothers do?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No question about it.
Well, now that's a little chauvinistic there.
You know, it's reverse chauvinism, but it's true. Because daddies somehow they're just given a wild card, a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Folks, a little history here with Cherie. Cherie, you have this theory that you've told me before that you think that men are better than women at getting their needs met. Is that?
There's no question about it. There's no question about it. Men are focused. They know what to do. They're direct. They get the job done.
Men don't have a lot of guilt either, do we?
No. They don't. And see, we women are so complicated. You know, we're circuitous.
I'm glad to hear you say that. I'm glad I didn't say that.
We're extremely complicated.
Does that convert to high maintenance?
That too.
Okay.
But we don't.
I'm just asking. I didn't say it was.
We are guilty. We are martyrs. We don't ask for what we want. We think people are supposed to know it intuitively, and if they don't get it, we start pouting. I mean, we have so many things that go on with us.
Ladies, send all letters to Cherie Carter Scott.
Definitely. I will receive them all. The thing is, we have a lot to learn in that area. But as mothers, the expectations are so, so high. And it's a tough job because today in the media, they're giving our kids so many messages that are contrary to what we as moms and dads want them to have. So when they
It's a bigger fight today than it was 25, 30 years ago, isn't it?
It's much tougher. It's much tougher. You know, when I was writing The Gift of Motherhood, which is my book for all mothers.
And it's still available, isn't it?
Yes, sure it is. They just call the 800 number, and we'll just pop it right out to
what
them or
that?
Go on our website.
What is that number?
800-321-6342 or www.themms.com.
Right.
The thing is, if people realize how hard it is, I was writing this book and I was saying, well, what do I want to say to mothers? What do I want to say? And it was all over the map, and that's why each chapter has a totally different aspect of what a mother is. I mean, for instance, there is number 7, there will be highs and lows. That's one of those universal truths, but you know, you have to figure out, how can I help this person beyond making them a carbon copy of me? How can I help them become who they are and find their values and find their mission, their purpose, their direction in life? It's such a job that requires so much focusing on them and not on me.
And 21st century motherhood is much more complicated.
Oh, it truly is. I mean, we have things hitting our kids from being abducted to molested to drugs, alcohol, sex, everything that we don't want them to be doing. And the seduction is around every corner. As a matter of fact, the Internet has over 500,000 pornographic sites.
Right.
Now,
right.
That isn't hard on mothers.
And Britney Spears, too. Stand by. 10 till. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about some more motherhood right after these messages with our good friend, Sheree Carter Scott. One of my favorite terms is sweet as a mother's love. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Sheree Carter Scott as we celebrate Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, one and all, to everybody out there who are mothers, and including Sheree. Sheree, I'll say it again. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Here's the question. Here's the big question for mothers in the 21st century, Sheree. Can you have it all?
Well, I believe you can. But you have to be
all for those who might those knucklehead guys out there who might not know what all means. Tell us what that
well,
is.
Well, having it all means that you can be happily married in a relationship with a wonderful man. You can raise your children, and you can also have a profession that's fulfilling to you as well. That's having it all. It means that your relationships and your fulfillment and your monetary independence are all being addressed through your fulfilled life. And I believe you can have it all if you want it all.
How do you do that? Teach the guy to do the laundry?
Well, that's one good step. luckily, my husband's mother taught him how to do it, so I didn't have to. But
I'm a pretty good ironer.
I think what you have to do is you have to be able to be clear about what you want and then communicate to those people and get their support. Because the toughest thing is when people are judging you and saying you're overly ambitious or you're foolhardy or you're silly. When they're judging you and you feel like you're up against a double barrier, then it's really, really hard.
Because also, men don't have those pressures, do they?
Well, they don't have a biological clock ticking, for starters.
Yeah.
They also don't have that multiple role demand, and they don't have the expectation of being the person who is going to be there for every soccer game and to, you know, kiss every boo-boo when you fall down. I mean, they just don't have that expectation.
Even though the father may do that, you're saying the pressure is on the mother to make
sure
she does.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, if the child comes home with flunking grades, who do they look to and shake the finger at? It's not necessarily the father. It's usually the mother.
Do women sometimes say, just flop down and say, this is just not fair?
Well, most of the time they just think I'm just not enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not doing it enough. I'm not doing hard
enough. Are women too hard on themselves? I mean, sometimes sometimes I think some of this stuff that, in fact, I really believe that some of the stuff that you guys endure is self-imposed.
I think that women are too hard on ourselves, but it's also exacerbated by the expectations.
Yeah. But isn't the expectations more from other women rather than from other men?
Well, I would say both.
Yeah.
I would say both. Especially in the world we're living in right now, both. Definitely.
Yeah. What advice would you give to young mothers, somebody who's got a, you know, young children, maybe a newborn? What advice would you give them? Your daughter's grown. She's a successful person. Congratulations. That's a great payday when your children grow up and become productive in society. But what would you say to young mothers today?
Well, I would say find some time for yourself. Find, rule number 8 in the book is remembering to care for yourself is essential. And very often what mothers do is they give until they're running on empty and there's nothing left for them. And, in airplanes they say, put on your own mask first before the other person. That's a very important life truth. You know, you got to make certain that you're in good shape, otherwise there's nothing left to give. And that's when you start getting short-tempered and intolerant and impatient with your children, and you want to be able to give from your heart. And the only way you can do that is by making certain that you're in good shape.
The book is called The Gift of Motherhood, 10 Truths for Every Mother. Folks, even if you already have Mother's Day presents bought, you know, buy this one and give it to them late or something. It doesn't matter, even if you can't get it. Is it available in bookstores? Is it still out there?
I don't know if it's in bookstores. I think we bought up every copy.
Oh, you did?
They weren't marketing it properly.
Well, tell us again how we can get it.
800-321-6342.
And they can go to your website, which is?
www.themms.com.
Themms.com. Check it out. Okay, 30 seconds. Give us one more word of wisdom to mothers out there today.
Children are not going to necessarily fit your expectations. They're not going to be what you think they should be. And letting them be who they are and helping them grow in a healthy, productive way, giving them guidelines, structure, a direction, and some very clear rules really help them know what they can and can't do, but allow them to find their own essence.
Words of wisdom from an outstanding mother herself, Cherie Carter-Scott, Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott. Cherie, you're the best. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time.
Okay.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and all the mothers out there as well. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.